And we close today with one of our close-to-home stories. These are essays written by poet Lewis McAdams about his neighborhood, downtown Los Angeles. Today, he brings us a tale about the perils of being an entrepreneur in a changing urban landscape.
Last year, Kigal opened three fast food joints on the same block, the sunny side of Spring Street between 6th and 7th. One of them sold pizza. The other two were cafes that featured pretty much the same kinds of things, sandwiches with salads and coffee drinks. One of them even had a crepe stove, which nobody ever learned how to use. Kigal was the first guy to put tables on the narrow sidewalks of a street where 2 years ago, outdoor cafe meant eating from a trash can. I used to see him all the time, walking up and down the street between his restaurants, screaming into his flip phone in Hebrew. On the canopy above one of his places, Kigal had painted La Cafe. One day, he and I started talking, and I pointed out that in French it would be Le Café. His eyes widened as if he were thinking. No, it means L.A. Café. He immediately yelled at the girl behind the counter, a tall, exotic, half-Vietnamese beauty who moonlights as a backup singer. Start calling the place the L.A. Café. She rolled her eyes. Kigal comes from classic Garmento stock. Born in Morocco, childhood in Israel, moved to West Hollywood when he was 12. Handsome, in a Jewish Woody Harrelson sort of way. For years, he sold Levi's in Europe. Now, he was trying to get in on the condo boom that very, very slowly was transforming the street where he'd opened his spots. Spring Street will be the hottest street in L.A., he told me so many times I began to believe him. In 2 years, I'm opening a sushi bar, an Italian place, and another coffee shop. In 5 years, he saw himself rich, living in Beverly Hills. Meanwhile, his eateries started to come unglued. He stopped me once on the street to say he was looking for business partners. The pizza place closed shortly after that. Now he had only the two coffee bars to compete against each other. Later, I saw him huddling in the shadows of one of his cafes with an olive-skinned man wearing a dark gray turtleneck sweater, even though it was the middle of summer. I went to the bank, the man in the turtleneck was saying to Kigal, making little effort to keep his voice down. There's no money. Both coffee houses shuttered abruptly. Then Kigal disappeared. I hoped he was all right. Months later, the pizza place reopened under new ownership. Yesterday, I saw Kigal for the first time in ages walking up and down Spring Street, screaming into his flip phone again in Hebrew. The only man I ever met who ran himself out of business.
That close-to-home story came to us from Los Angeles poet Lewis McAdams.